Pizza Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Ishmael Brinsley posting a dire warning on his Instagram account, which read, quote, "They take one of ours, let's take two of theirs. Hashtag shoot the police. Hashtag RIP Eric Garner. Hashtag RIP Mike Brown."
Fighting for Idaho.
And this punk show up in here marching around last week with those demonstrations. What do we want, dead cops? Well, they got two dead cops.
Fighting for you.
Don't we all have a responsibility? I know that I have a responsibility that if I say something offensive, that if I say something that crosses a line, we'll be seeing you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We are broadcasting live from Ed's Cafe here in Meridian. Why don't we have a big round of applause for Governor Otter and John Felkins from Entree Leadership. Come on, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you.
Rachel Cruz joins us. Rachel, good morning.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you guys in Boise on at Entree Leadership. I'll be there, and then also the Legacy Journey Live on Thursday night.
We're joined now by Alan Robertson and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Do your bubble for Idaho.
Okay.
Wow, wow. Kevin Miller broadcasting live from Bishop Kelly, promoting our schools, securing our future.
Good morning from Capitol
Heights! 580 KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy.
Good morning!
See, that's what I'm talking about.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDO AM, Boise, Idaho.
This award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you. Certainly a major loss, not only to 580 KIDO, but to the entire Treasure Valley Northwest broadcasting community.
Yep, finding out Saturday morning early that John Duane, former morning show host right here on 580, and back when KIDO was on 630 before the frequency shift for many years, John Duane with John and Chris in the Morning has passed away.
580 KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds in the ground.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mission continues.
Kevin Miller, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of us at the Rescue Mission, and particularly the people we're serving.
Sean Hannity joins us now at 580 KIDO.
Kevin, I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
We're joined by the one, the only, John Rich. I've been following you for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if you remember me at all.
Of course I do. You know, I wish you were still here. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so good for y'all listening. You've got a real rock star on your hands.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our schools, securing our future.
We love Kevin and KIDO!
We have had a crash last night of an Apache helicopter, Longbow. Governor Otter, good morning, sir. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The toughest part is always to put the folks together that has to go tell the fans.
Our thoughts and prayers to the family of those departed gave their life for our country.
Kevin Miller, the big turkey, is gathering turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Over 538 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you, thank you. We do appreciate your great generosity. You have made a difference. And there we have it. Thank you to Ray Amaya for putting that together. Your year. We appreciate you being with us every step of the way. Dave Petzo has returned. Let's give him an opening bell for that. Where you been?
Well, I went to Seattle to see my daughter.
Right.
Yes, Christmas. Right.
So
you haven't been here for like 5 weeks.
Well, that's because you weren't here for two of them.
Oh, I yeah, see. Instead of addressing the issue.
Deflect him.
Yes. Really? Yes. I see that.
Yeah.
You've picked up the traits of the Obama administration.
That's exactly.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Open
that's
trade.
Right. What was the question?
Exactly. You're right. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, the year that was in the markets, your thoughts?
Kevin, I think everybody is always looking for this next downturn instead of really, I think, embracing the fact that the market is the best game in town. It always has been. But particularly when we look at the world today and see interest rates as low as they are, and I know a lot of people then will have our cat calls from the, but it's all Fed-induced. Well, you know what? The bank accounts are real. The money is real, and the stock prices are real. I don't think that it's all because of that, you know, the Fed having artificially low interest rates. But the reality is, was it really matter? Does it really matter? When you're talking about the best game in town, the only game in town, and when interest rates are this low, there really isn't anything else to do. So I it's too bad that we always look for what's wrong with this very strong market. And here we are, back to all-time highs.
Indeed, but then all of a sudden we're starting to get, you know, predatory lending.
Yep.
People are starting to take chances again. Let's take a look at the Treasure Valley. How would you judge our economy year to date?
Very well. I think the economy here has been getting stronger and stronger, and it's very broad. I can't believe, as you know, for example, when I leave here and head down to my office,
the Petso Center,
right. Going by that jump, you know, and then recognizing that we're talking also about the Zion building just getting finished up. It's been a real renaissance in downtown Boise, and I think it's spread all throughout the valley. It's the economy here is strong. It's good.
Right, but we take a look at the jobs that are created, most of them in the service industry.
Well, they are, Kevin, but that's going to be, broadly speaking, is always going to be the case in a service economy. So we do have an awful lot of service jobs, but we also have a lot of high-tech jobs. Micron is still employing. We're still seeing some startups out there. They're smaller. They're off the radar. I get that. But, you know, a job here and a job there is very, very important. We hired in the past couple of years as well. You know, these are the kind of things that throughout, as people are little small businesses out there are hiring one and two. They aren't, you know what? We're service jobs too, you know? But
we are to a degree, but you know what gets me, and you and I have talked about this, you have the Village, which is pretty upscale.
Yep.
In Meridian, you have these homes that are being built. We're not talking about starter family homes. We're talking about some extravagant homes, and who's going to live in them? You know, we already, and you were very on top of this, where, you know, we had the housing bubble, where we had these overinflated housing
sure.
prices, and people got into these homes, and then they couldn't afford to keep them.
Absolutely, but we're not. That's not the lending environment we're in now. So we're not talking about people that can't afford those homes. At least they have a job. At least they have documentation for the realities that they do have a job and they do have income and they do have net worth. Those are much more stable loans in a stable situation. If somebody wants to go buy a $1 million house, well, okay, that's their choice. If they can afford it, if the society has to pick it up with a bailout later, that's a problem. But I don't think that's what we're seeing right now, Kevin. So I'm very optimistic on our local economy.
All right, Dave Petzo with us here at 580 KIDO. I'm trying to think of some other things that have happened this year as far as in our own area. Housing prices have returned, probably not to the levels that they were in 07 or 08, but they've had a strong return.
They have, no question about it. And I don't think that this really – people talk about a wealth effect on having a house that's worth a lot of money. But I just really don't see that happening because people can't take that money out and go spend it. But one thing that has happened this year here and abroad recently in the last couple of months is we're seeing a huge drop in gas prices. This really makes a difference. And in a state as spread out as Idaho is, there's an awful lot of driving going on here and, you know, per capita. And so we have a situation here where I think this is a real boost to the local economy, Kevin.
Indeed, and to the country. And you can imagine what would happen if we had Keystone and other mm-hmm. issues that we've talked about before. But just getting back to the next year, the legislature possibly looking at Medicaid expansion, possibly looking at putting on a fuel tax, a gas price increase to fund the roads.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to impact Idaho business? That if these things go through, we'll get to the idea of Obamacare, because now the waivers are over, so here comes the pain. But
right.
Before that, just some of these state issues that if I'm a local business person, that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, the state is doing well, number one, so that's very positive. I think it's probably time for a gas tax. And that's really weird for me to say it.
Let me run the tape again.
Yeah.
So you're a tax and spender now.
Yeah, exactly. I think a redistributor is me.
I see.
Yes, yes. I think the central government can plan much better than the individual.
Right.
Yeah. So I had a new vision last night. The thing is that because of gas prices coming down, it's an opportunity to put through something we've needed to do, and that's something to fix the roads. Every state is facing this issue right now, but it's twofold. It's not just because you have electric cars that don't get taxed at all, but you also have much more fuel efficiency in all vehicles. So we're not getting as much revenue as we need to fix the roads.
But isn't that like smoking? I mean, the little electric cars don't tear up the roads. It's the big trucks that do. Or the big F-150s that we have a plethora of here in Idaho. And you would share the governor's thoughts on that. But on the other hand, I mean, the president gives you an incentive to buy an electric car because you get a tax credit for it.
Right. And I pay for that incentive. And I also pay taxes. I don't drive a big truck, Kevin, and I still have gas taxes. So, but the thing is that I'm not saying it needs to be the same amount, but they are on the same road, and the road is expensive. It's not just a question of... It doesn't matter if their trucks never hit the road. They need maintenance and upkeep, and they need to be built. And those are not being built at all by the electric cars. So I think that needs to be, quotes, shared around, and it should not just be the truckers, which we all use. We can all complain about the big trucks on the road, but when I go to the store, I want to find stuff on the shelves.
Yeah, but you pay for that. I mean, you pay for that in the price.
You do.
Now, hold on. You won't be able to hear this, but... This is what the governor said exclusively to us. We've already had that. Well, yeah, for people at home, the headphone issue is just horrific here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play this and we'll see what happens.
You know, I drive in from Star every day just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup, that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
To me, that sounds like communism.
Equal pay to equal use?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, quit smoking, but we're going to use your tax dollars to fund the anti-smoking program.
Well,
the people with the electric cars have beaten the system, and look, you choose to drive a truck that gets bad gas mileage. You, Mr. Petso, drive a car that gets better gas mileage. You and I drive sedans.
Right.
So don't tase me, bro.
I agree to a little bit here, Kevin, but communism, no, that's not communism. But at the same time, I understand what you're saying, and it's not just that they've beaten the system. The system now needs to be revised because of the new technology that is now available. It's not a question of finding a loophole out there. There is, but the technology found it, not the people. So I don't have a problem with that, and I don't have a problem with them paying less than a big old truck that's guzzling up the gas. That's fine, and that's people's choice.
That's their choice to
absolutely
drive those big trucks.
It certainly is, or a Winnebago or all
right.
These things. Absolutely, totally agree.
Exactly. So but I'm in my little Prius, don't penalize me.
Well, you don't have a Prius.
You know something? I told you I've been brainwashed by those things.
You're in love with a Prius.
Well,
don't drive a Prius. It sucks the brains out of you.
Here's the skinny on that. And some of these cars are doing it, but it gives you a readout of how much money you've actually spent.
Really?
Like from here to Star, it cost me 80 cents when you drive a Prius. 80 cents.
$0.80.
And that's not even using the electrical motors and stuff.
Huh.
And then people say, well, you have to turn in your man card, though. I don't know. More coming up with Dave Pezzo, 580KIDO. Time for traffic. Let's get
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight.
There he is, Santa's little helper, Dave Pezzo, with us. Kevin Miller in the morning. So are you getting a lump of coal this year or what?
I think I probably am going to score a lump of coal.
Wow.
Now, that's better than last year. I didn't get anything.
Will that ounce go up under Obama, or will that be devalued?
I will be taxed on it. I'll have a carbon tax on my lump of gold. Yeah. I think I'd rather have the gold. Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron with Dave Pezzo on 580KIDO. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, with this whole gas tax issue, I mean, I look at it really fairly simply. You know, I'm finally getting a break on my family's budget. And what do the politicians want to do? They want to increase my taxes. I just really have a problem with that. I'm trying to provide for my family, and Governor Otter and the legislature are trying to do the bidding of folks like Iaki, you know, just the corporate lobbyists. I want somebody to defend my budget.
Can I ask him a question, Kevin?
Dave, you go ahead because you're busy over there. You're the tax inspector.
You're going to jump. All right. So here's the issue. Besides the drop in the gas tax here, the state is not getting as much revenue. And don't misunderstand. I'd rather we didn't have to pay any taxes at all. But what would you do as the roads are, you know, obviously falling apart?
Well, I think we have to look at the big picture and look at what young people are doing. I think young people are not really driving as much. I think that perhaps roads are a technology that the market is not choosing any longer.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean. They're not choosing. We obviously have fairly crowded roads, at least most of them are.
No, I disagree. Young people are not driving as much anymore. Young people aren't even buying cars.
Okay.
That is a trend among millennials, public transportation and not buying the cars. That is a trend.
And so, Mr. Pezzo, as being a market guy like yourself, you would be responding to what the market is demanding.
That depends, though. There's still a lot of old people on the road with their cars.
My grandma didn't drive much towards the end.
No, I'm talking about myself and the ever ubiquitous Dave Pezzo.
Yeah, the bus didn't stop here. I didn't get here by bus. In fact, the parking lot's rather full here of cars.
Well, I think that the government should do just like everybody else does. They need to make do. They need to tighten their belts and make do the best they can. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the past several years.
Right. Well, again, the state is getting in less and less and less revenue in spite of there are more cars on the road. It's still getting less in, and we are wanting to expand the roads. I'm not sure how we pay for that.
You're wanting to punish productivity and innovation in fuel-efficient vehicles.
No, I don't think that's punishing them. But we still have to drive on a road. I mean, what do you want? What should we do for the roads? Just let them fall apart is what you're suggesting, correct?
Well, like the old movie said, where I want to go, we don't need roads. I mean, I want the technology to advance continually, and so people can be more prosperous and not be tied down to old ways of thinking.
I totally agree. I think we are often tied down by that. I speak about the abundance of the world all the time and the fact that we simply don't see it. We do not see it. So,
technology continues to solve problems. I think you're echoing people like, folks like Iaki and the corporate lobbyists.
Okay. Well,
are you a corporate lobbyist?
Yeah. Well, in my next life, I will be.
Well, Aaron, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. Aaron has a good point. You're going to have a lot of folks that are going to be up against this. The governor tried once before and was unsuccessful. And you're going to have quite frankly, I'm sick of people working on the roads.
Yeah. Well,
you know something? I'm fine with the roads the way they are. You want to do something? Uh, make uh, Chinden, get that, do that Highway 16 or whatever the heck that is from Old State Street through Star all the way through to the highway.
To Emmett, yes.
Yeah, it goes to Emmett, but yeah. From Emmett to 84.
Right.
Yeah, now
yeah, that's
I'd
out
be,
there.
I'd
what
be,
is that, 10, 15 years
yeah,
of planning?
I'd be in favor of that. Well, they stopped it at McMillan. Or Chinden. They stopped it at Chinden.
I know.
So you know what? So how, you know how frustrating that is for a guy like me? You get up to 65 and then you have to hit the stop line. And I got a lot of frustrations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's go to Jim and Star at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I had to get in on this. This guy, Eric, that just called.
That was Aaron.
Oh, Aaron, I'm sorry. He, you know, some of what he was saying, I can understand. The millennials first, let's start there. They don't drive because they're lazy. They're underachievers. They have no goals. And their parents take really good care of them like a bunch of little babies. So they, of course, have no incentive to get a car. That point I think I've made. The other
Jim is expressing the holiday cheer version of the Kevin Miller Show.
That's right. I hope you millennials have a new Xbox controller waiting under the tree for you, you lazy saps. So then let's go on to talk about taxing us. If the governor wants to tax us more on our fuel, I think if he taxes our gas, it's going to cost him his bank. No way. Let's allocate funds from places that we know we're being robbed every single day as taxpayers here in Idaho, and for that matter, countrywide. Let's go and get the money back that we're spending on all of these losers that claim that they need government assistance, that keep having kids without fathers around to get bigger checks. Let's investigate this stuff. Let's stop paying for these guys and girls, and let's get our money back, and we can have roads paved in gold if we want then. I mean, God, it's just crazy, guys. It's so simple. You look at where's all of our money being sucked away from us, and go there first. We don't need to tax anybody for roads. That's ridiculous.
Well, first of all, I guess I would say that this is not a question of just raising the gas tax. It's a reassessment of how we tax to build the roads. That's what I would suggest. We have cars that absolutely don't use any gas. Is that right? They certainly use power. They certainly and if we think of it, now, ours is hydroelectric, but most of the electricity in this country is produced by coal. So do we just say that's okay and that's not really a carbon-based fuel? Of course it is. There are all kinds of you know, this is not free of any economic or ecological impact. And second of all, we just need to reassess it from the standpoint of fuel efficiency on some of the cars, whether they're hybrids like a Prius or, I mean, don't they use some gas Priuses, right?
Yeah, well, don't get Jim from Star on me on a Prius because then he'll start calling me a sissy.
Okay.
Oh, he just opened the door on that one. That's little Kevin's favorite car, the Prius. You know, hey, Jim, can you believe it? I got like 89 miles per gallon to the studio today. And I'm like, Kevin, come on, man. I go, that is just...
Some of us are secure in our manhood that we don't have a problem driving a Prius.
You don't need a bigger truck to prove your manhood. Is that what you're saying?
Jim drives a big truck. I guess he's got to prove his manhood.
come on. You guys are terrible. But listen, we got other ways to go to get money that's just sitting there, folks. It's just sitting there. We're just wasting money because we're turning our backs. And let's just get all these leeches that are sucking us dry, Petso and Miller, because you guys work hard. I work hard. Aren't you sick of it?
Well, certainly. Absolutely. And I think that certainly we need more and more welfare reform. There's no question about it. But honestly, it's kind of like people who, if you say the people from the left, if all we do is quit making as many bullets or, yeah, we need some military defense, but at the same time, if we would just stop making all these things we don't need to, no, we're talking about peanuts overall in the overall budget. And no, we can't do the roads in gold if we make sure that we have all of the people who deserve or are working their way through welfare are the only people that are on welfare. It's not going to cut or be enough. Do we need reform all the way around? You bet we do. Because the idea that education is not working as well, so they need more money, is the total reaction of all government everywhere. This doesn't work. Well, we need more money. You know, welfare isn't working. I know. Let's not fix it. Let's throw more money at it. Only government thinks that way in every way possible.
Wait a minute. You're talking about raising taxes.
Petzo, you sound like a tax and spend lib right now. I'm not liking this. I'm really not liking this at all, Petzo. I'm reading right through you.
Pretty soon we're going to find out he's really a millennial. He's about 23 years old.
Don't I wish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jim, thank you for the call.
Hey,
thanks.
Man, I just want to say one last thing. When you
Jim, are you coming in tomorrow?
I might. And I just want to say, when you see Petzo's mom dropping him off at the studio, that might be the first time that he's a millennial.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Any thoughts for the year?
Upcoming?
You heard our old... No, your year here.
Oh, the past year. Yeah. Look, I had a lot of personal stuff over the last couple of years.
Sure.
This year was a much better year than the prior year, and I'm looking forward to 2015 because I'm going to be a grandpa.
Boy, that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, it's a kind of a personal thing.
Now, you're going to start him with like a Roth 401k or something like that?
Well, yeah. What's your problem with that? You got a problem with
that? No, I'm just saying. You're going to start him early?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be. Yeah, I've got a little
the portfolio
little,
ready
Yeah,
to
I'll
go.
Read him to bed. Yeah,
right.
Read him to sleep at night. Absolutely. So, anyway,
well, congratulations.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much. I am very much looking forward to it.
All right. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So do you like the idea of a gas tax? We'll talk a little bit more about that. You heard the governor's comments, and actually those are old comments. Does it pit people with electronic cars versus folks with the big trucks? We'll talk a little bit about. By the way, do we have that, Sweet William? Let's go back to the governor's comments that we were talking about with Dave Petzo. And I probably am in a disagreement with the folks driving the big vehicles, but this is what the governor said, and I give it to the governor for being honest.
You know, I drive in from Star every day just like you do, and when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup, that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
Equal pay for equal use. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about that at 580-5436. Would love to get your calls on the Christmas week edition of the Kevin Miller Program. Remember, we will have our Christmas party coming up tomorrow, and still looking for the RSVPs. We have a lot of people going, yeah, I'm coming, Millie. Well, no, you need to send me an email. My wife, Mrs. Miller, said something to me about she might bring her dad. And I said, well, you need to bring us an email. There's no special considerations for anybody. No emails, no coming in. Our friends Daryl and Sheila, the Canyon County Tea Party, they RSVP'd, and hopefully we'll get some more. Right now, I think it's TPB, Daryl and Sheila right now. Who else is there? Oh, Pat from Middleton, yes. Perhaps Two Fly Bry, but we'll see. And coming up, our Matters of Faith programming. One thing that I asked Ray Amaya to put together, and he did such an excellent job, is just the year that we've had together. And if you've missed this, we've been sharing this throughout the program. I wanted to share it with you here at 580 KIDO. We are broadcasting live from Ed's Cafe here in Meridian. Why don't we have a big round of applause for Governor Otter and John Felkins from Entree Leadership. Come on, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you.
Rachel Cruz joins us. Rachel, good morning.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you guys in Boise at Entree Leadership. I'll be there, and then also the Legacy Journey Live on Thursday night.
We're joined now by Alan Robertson and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Do your bubble for Idaho.
Okay.
Wow.
Kevin Miller broadcasting live from Bishop Kelly, promoting our schools, securing our future.
Good morning from Capitol Heights!
580KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy.
Good morning!
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm talking about.
The medium market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDO-AM, Boise, Idaho.
This award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Certainly a major loss, not only to 580KIDO, but to the entire Treasure Valley Northwest broadcasting community.
Yep, finding out Saturday morning early that John Dwayne, former morning show host right here on 580, and back when KIDO was on 630 before the frequency shift for many years, John Dwayne with John and Chris in the Morning has passed away.
580KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds on the ground.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mitch continues.
Kevin Miller, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of us at the Rescue Mission, and particularly the people we're serving.
Sean Hannity joins us now at 580KIDO.
Kevin, I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
We're joined by the one, the only, John Rich. I've been following you for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if you remember me at all.
Of course I do. You know, I wish you were still here. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so it's good for y'all listening. You've got a real rock star on your hands.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our schools, securing our future.
We love Kevin and KIDO!
We have had a crash last night of an Apache helicopter, Longbow. Governor Otter, good morning, sir. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The toughest part is always to put the folks together that has to go tell the fans.
Our thoughts and prayers to the family of those departed gave their life for our country.
Kevin Miller, the Big Turkey, is gathering turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Over 538 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you, thank you. We do appreciate your great generosity. You have made a difference. And Merry Christmas, the magic of local radio. Merry Christmas to Ron in Jerome with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and Merry Christmas. I've got just a commonly referring to the use of the roads. Are we talking about the miles on the road or the wear and tear on the roads? It seems like we're discussing more about the miles people drive that maybe necessarily does not wear out the roads. The heavier the weight of the vehicle per square inch of pressure on the roads is what wears out most of the roads. And maybe they're not paying their fair share, the heavier vehicles. Just a thought.
All right. Thanks, guys. Let's go to Ronnie in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
What's up, Millie? Sorry about that. Sidetrack. Merry Christmas, and I like that thing you just played, that long thing about what you've done all year, but nowhere in that did I hear anything about me, so maybe you could fix it, add something to it, you know?
Maybe if you added something to the conversation.
Thanks a lot for that. One of the things that I'm sort of bummed about, dude, is I don't like anybody messing with my fuel. And, you know, I don't drive the most fuel-efficient pansy car like some people do. And I just don't...
What do you mean by a pansy car?
Pansy cars are anything that don't have a V8 in them, man.
I think everything. Terry from State College is coming tomorrow. I don't think there are any V8s anymore.
Yeah, there are, dude, and I'm driving one. I drive one every day, man. I, I want to be caught dead in one of these four cylinders, four bangers. You know what I'm talking about?
Was that a 76 Impala?
Nah, dude. I'm driving a 96 Camaro, man.
Oh,
everybody knows what Ronnie drives. I mean, it's
so would you, so would you support a fuel tax or not?
No, not at all, dude. I'd go after other things, man. There's other ways to get the money. I'm sure, you know. Maybe pay school teachers less or something. I don't know, but
pay school teachers less. Where did that come from?
I'm just saying, dude. Something like that, you know. Cut their vacation pay or something like that, and let's get money that way. But I don't know, dude. It's just one of those things. So, hey, what's this RSVP about tomorrow? Do I have to do that, too?
Yes. Well, you'll never show up because you never do.
And I probably won't. You know, dude, I got to go. I got some things to do, and the boss is going to be looking at me if I'm not on time. So I love the show, dude, and I just wish you'd add some more of me in it.
Merry Christmas, Ronnie.
You too. Bye.
All right. 580-5436. 752 coming up. Do you support the idea of increasing the gas tax to improve the roads? Personally, I think we're doing a lot of work on the roads, right? Speaking of the roads, let's get you to traffic.
Lindsay, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And quickly to Kevin in Boise. Kevin, good morning.
Wie geht's dir, mein lieber Freund?
Ah, German Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, a couple comments on your discussion. You know, the interstate highway bill, when it was passed, was sort of controversial because people argued it was going to get rid of the train system, which it sort of did. And it was the bill was initially set up to pay only for construction on the U.S. interstates and maintenance on them. Now that's been thrown into the general fund, which, of course, they've done the same thing with Social Security and all these other things that they promised they would never do. And on the fair use for driving taxes, what they do down in Texas is they when they register cars, they go by weight. So if you got a big heavy vehicle that has a lot of wear on the road, then you get taxed more. So if you have a smaller car, even though it may be electric like your Prius, you're still going to get taxed, but it's going to be because of the wear that it puts on the road. So that's actually, I think, this is the most, I can't think of anything more equitable. What do you think?
I agree. I got to run, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
Hey, take care. It's nice to talk to you, bro.
All right.
God bless.
Our great friend German Kevin, quickly to traffic. And coming up, we're going to talk about the real meaning of Christmas right after Fox News. You're listening to The Kevin Miller Show on 580 KIDO.
Serving Meridian.